Now, how far have we got?
Oh, yeah, we've done the second half.
The second, well, of course, you know all these people. How did you, Alan?
Well, the history zone. There was, there's Doris, Laurie, Vi,
and Gerald.
And Gerald. And Gerald died when
he died in his 40s. 44, I think, he died running for a train.
But he had Paddy.
Yeah.
And any other children?
Only Paddy. And Biddy died of cancer 2 years later. So, Paddy lost her father when she was 14. Yes, Paddy. Paddy lost her father when she was 14 and her mother when she was 16.
Mm-hmm. And what was her name? Patricia.
Patricia. They had wanted a boy called Patrick.
Oh, I think so. Patrick. Yeah.
Oh. And of course, Biddy's nephew was Patrick. So,
Of course,
that was the Patrick. And they had a brother, Patrick, who had been killed in Ireland by the IRA.
Sure.
So, Biddy's brother, Patrick.
Yeah. So she wanted a son, Patrick, but she had a daughter.
So she called her
Patricia.
Yes, and there was a book at the time, Paddy the Next Best Thing.
Oh.
terrible title. The Next Best Thing to a Boy, you see. And,
you think of what Patricia means. Property of the town.
Oh, yes, Patricia.
Yes, patriarchal.
Yes. Well, the younger ones in the family, you met nearly all of them, I think, didn't you? There's Alan, who married Rita and had Leslie, Jennifer and Clive, and Moy, who was childless. She didn't marry, she was only 40, Moy and Harold, and after that, Lionel, that whole family, Lionel and Ina and Ian and Roy and Alan and Eric and Martin. And Martin's actually younger than Dave.
Is he?
Yes.
He was young.
Yes, so you know all that. You know them better than I do.
Yeah, but I don't know all his history.
No. And,
Ina and
Lionel.
He was in the first.
No, they were too young for the First World War, too old for the Second World War.
But Lionel had that terrible heart.
Yes, he did. He had this angina, and then he had that heart attack in a theatre queue and was unconscious and revived by a doctor, but they were afraid of brain damage. And there was brain damage.
But he was.
But he did.
Perfectly
several years. Yes.
He had built an underground shelter for the war.
And he had converted it into a cellar for drink. Wine.
That was in Wellengarden City.
And evidently Wellengarden City was lined up to be bombed in the same way as Coventry, in that they circled it with incendiary bombs so that they could see where to land, but the fighters put them off. Ina, they used to go down there with the neighbours every night, Ina. And they had stretches down there. When we saw it was all flooded, but it hadn't been during the Second World War. And Ina just couldn't stand sleeping on a stretcher when she was pregnant. So she just slipped from the house.
Regardless.
Yeah, they can come and get me. They were alright, but the rest of them were safe and sound. So he was going up and down the street and showing the frogs.
So he did get
I remember the frogs.
That croaking.
I only saw him once more, you know, in 1970, that brief trip I was over. And then there was, you didn't meet Brian, did you? Brian and Rose. They lived down in Devonshire. And Brian was the one who came out here to stay with us when Joni was 4 and a half. But he had the beginnings of Alzheimer's thing. He was really in no shape to travel. But Brian and Rose didn't have children. No, he's still in a home. Rose takes him out in a wheelchair, but he can't do anything for himself. Really sad, really. And then Lionel, Brian Lionel and Ken. Well, Ken was the only one who was old enough to be in World War II.
Yes.
And he was in World War II. And Kathleen took the children. No, I think there was, at that time, there was only Sandra. And she went and lived in Manchester with Alan and Greta to get away from the bombing, although I think Manchester had its share too.
Mm.
So, that's the nine of them, yes. And of those, well, Ken is still hale and hearty.
I think I made
a
count of 13 grandchildren.
Yep, I'm the oldest of the 13. Have that honour. I'm the oldest, Nev the next, and Paddy the next. And then I think Ian. I've sort of lost track of it, and I've lost, gradually lost track of their children. Mm. And of course, young Alan, Ian's son Alan, he's had 3 marriages and 2 lots of children. They've had families, 2 lots of 2 of his wives have had children, and he's got with a 3rd wife, and he had open heart surgery too.
That's
gosh.
Well, so what's the next picture?
Oh, the next picture. Well, in this picture, you see the youngest of my grandpa's family is Sid.
He's got a little
Sid.
Hat on.
Yes, he's got like a little sailor hat. Yes. And this is Sid's marriage to Aunt Kit.
That's him.
Yes, Sid and Aunt Kit. And I've unfortunately lost the. One of these keys to this, which Dorothy made me, and I've lost it. But I can recognise Uncle Laurie there. And there's Vi and Doris. Lovely. They were bridesmaids.
She was Laurie? 13 at the time.
Yes.
Doris has died before we went to England, has she?
Yes. She died before the war ended. Yes. And,
Vi was very fond of her. She was. I mean, even Ina spoke about Doris.
Doris was one of these people with tremendous charisma. She had so many boyfriends, but also she was popular with old people, with children. Vi said how she would come into, everybody would be sitting around feeling a bit uncomfortable. And suddenly Doris would come into the room and everything would begin to sparkle.
Mm.
And she was like that. She had a real charisma and sparkle to her. And so did Uncle Bertie.
Mm.
Right.
Whereas Vi always felt overshadowed by Doris. In fact, she can remember the time when she was out with my grandpa, and somebody said, "Oh, I didn't know you had such a nice looking daughter, Mr. Johnson." Mm. And he said, "Well, you should see my other daughter."
I mean,
he didn't mean to be sexist, but people say things without thinking.
You don't have any hypothesis about why Vi was so extremely shy, especially when she had a sister who was so much the other way.
I don't know at all. And she was also full of fears. She was always, if it started to rain, she would think it was the beginning of the Great Flood. I think that all the biblical stories had a very, heavy religious impact. She had been told when it thundered, that's because God is angry at the world. And it sort of gave this picture of God kicking things around and
presumably her sister got
all that too. Yes, but didn't Doris was different, you see. Doris was always the one who ended up, she'd be telling stories to the children, try to scare them. And she'd sort of kneel on the bed when Vi was in bed and say, Sally, I'm on the first stair. Sally, I'm on the second stair. Sally, I'm on the third stair. All the way up the stairs. And then she'd leap onto Vi and say, Sally, I've got you. And Vi would be terrified by this time. But I used to do the same damn thing to Nev. We used to share a room and I'd try my damnedest to terrify Nev and he'd burst into tears and say, Moira, stop it, stop it.
And then that sometimes it backfired on you.
Yeah, it always did. He went off to sleep and I'd need to go to the lab and would lie in bed afraid of hands coming out from under the bed, lay awake for hours terrified by my own story. But of course it's strange, isn't it, that there's Sid and Kit. And Lorna, of course, is the one who's in Wellington. Lorna was in the Lens and she was a ship assistant purser for years and years on the Southern Cross and
Lorna was their child?
Yes, there was George Reg and Dorothy. Dorothy lived in Jersey.
Right.
And Lorna.
And what did they come out here for? Did she?
Well, they said Rudy, New Zealand. Rudy Van Hoosen is Dutch. She met him when he was, I think, 39. And this is where he wanted to settle. A lot of Dutch people do in New Zealand.
Was it not his job that brought him? I thought it was
Shell.
Petrol company.
Yes, Shell. And, of course, Lorna, I think she did awfully well to have three healthy children after the age of 40. Four girls. And they're still in York Bay.
Mm. I didn't realise she started that
late. Yes, that late.
Mm.
Yes,
because it's pretty unusual. Well, they're quite big there, aren't they?
Well, they are. I mean, even the youngest, Elizabeth, is 21.
Yeah, so it's quite a long time ago. Mm. Most people seem to think you had to have them younger.
Well, there's always
right to be having them when you're 40 if you had five already.
Yes, but there's always the fear of a mongoloid, a greater risk of that. But, of course, Aunt Kit, Uncle Sid lived to quite a great age, over 80, but he never would have travelled. But after he died, Aunt Kit came to New Zealand when she was 81 for a visit, and we said, isn't she brave to come when she's 81? She came again when she was 89.
She sounded a bit much.
Oh, yeah, Lorna took her blackberrying and things like that, and I think she did a bit much, but... Vi, I flew up there to Wellington with Vi just for the day to meet Aunt Kit. And then, but when Aunt Kit was 89, Vi's health was worse than Aunt Kit, so Aunt Kit flew down to our place to visit us in Sumner.
Mm.
So she was pretty remarkable. And Dorothy, Lorna's sister Dorothy, she has been out here two or three times. One of the times, she and Leslie, her husband, came for breakfast when the ferry was running. They came off the ferry. So, pretty awful time to have a reunion with people for breakfast. But they were doing the South Island.
Yeah.
No, that's for sure. Well, I think
that's Vi, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yes, and of course it's funny the placing in the family. Like Moy always said, oh, it was lovely being part of a big family. It was such fun. Whereas Vi's memories of being in a big family were of coming home from school and seeing the breakfast dishes left for her to do.
Mm.
She remembers pushing a pram round and round the block and coming back and Grandma saying, take her around again, and pushing a pram around the block and hearing one of her friends, the mother, saying, come in, darling, tea's ready. Vi was so envious, and then she can remember being away from school and the teacher saying, why were you away from school? And she says, well, Mum had a new baby and I had to look after the old one.
Not just the place in the family, though.
Her person.